Okay, we're going to learn Maseches Shavuos, and there are 8 chapters of Maseches Shavuos. It's the laws of oaths. Remember that the laws of what we call vows, a vow is a neder, an oath is a shavua. There's a difference between the two that we mentioned in Maseches Nedarim. A neder is on things, a vow is on my behavior. So my behavior affects the nezek, the damage I might do to someone else. So it's in nezikin. So shavuos is based on my behavior. So that's going to be in seder nezikin, right after the three bavas in Sanhedrin in Makos. Nedarim, however, is on objects. It's on things. I make a neder to make this thing prohibited to me, and that becomes more of a it's really connected to ksuvus because of the law that Torah has of a husband's relationship to his wife with regards to her neder. So it comes right after ksuvus, which has a few chapters on the topic as well. Okay, so the Shavua, the first chapter, first two chapters are actually tangential to the laws of Maseches Shavuos because it mentions things that it starts off Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. It's talking about what's called a Shavuos Bitui, where we take upon ourselves, we say, I will do this, or I won't do this, or I did this, or I didn't do this. That's what we mean by Shtayim Shein Arba, dispute between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva about the nature of what is considered a Torah Shavua, what's considered a Rabbinic Shavua. And these laws appear in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. And because the Masechta starts off with this issue of Shtayim Shehin Arba, of two that are four, it gets off on tangents of other things that are two that become four, such as some issues regarding Shabbos, issues regarding Nega'im of leprosy. And that's the way the Mishnayos work. We've seen this many times already. A Mishnah in Megillah starts Ein Bein Adar Rishon La'Adar Sheni. So the next number of Mishnayos all begin Ein Bein. There's nothing between this and that. Totally tangential to the Masechta. So these are all cases of Shtayim Shein Arba. And then the Mishnah gets off on another tangent of laws that connect to something called Ole V'Yored, where the sacrifice you bring for the sin is dependent on your monetary situation. Ole, if you have more, and Yored, it's pay less if you have less. It could be an expensive animal, or it could be a bird animal, or it could be even grain sacrifice, which is of course much cheaper than bringing an expensive animal. Okay, so this is what the first two chapters are about. And they are, again, Ole V'Yored situations. The most common, most pronounced tangent of these two chapters has to do with Tumas Mikdash U'Kedoshav. That's also an example of Shtayim Shein Arba, where a person was ritually impure, and he either entered the temple precincts in that state of unawareness of his impurity, or he ate holy foods in that state of ritual impurity. Again, we haven't heard anything about the tangents to the actual laws of oaths. So here's where we are in the third chapter, where finally we get into, again, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and we talk about there are four types of Shavuos. Shavuos Bitui, again, that's what I said before. I will do this, I won't do this, or I did it, or I didn't. That's not that waits to be seen whether this is a lie or not. Okay, the second type of oath is called a Shavuos Shav. A Shavuos Shav is worthless at the moment it is made. Shavuos Shav is to say an elephant is a zebra, or actually to say that a zebra is a zebra, because you didn't need to make a Shavuah to say something that's obvious. A Shavuah that's something that you cannot do. I make a Shavuah that I will grab the sun and put it in my pocket. Right now, maybe you meant a picture of the sun or something like that, or just to do something that you know is impossible. Okay, I'm making a shvua that I will leap over that building. Right, so that is called a shvua shav. And the fourth type of shvua shav is to make a shvua to undo a mitzvah. You can't. It's worthless. He already took an oath to keep the mitzvahs at Har Sinai. Okay, so this is that's what the topic of the third chapter. The fourth chapter talks about shvuas ha'edus, right? That's a third type of shvua, which is the oaths we take when we're in court to bolster our words to be believable. If I just go into court and say he owes me $100, and he doesn't agree, and I usually a shvua is made to refrain from paying, not to collect. Right? Otherwise, unscrupulous people will do bad things with shvuas, right? Right? Now, the assumption is that even someone who is ready to steal is not ready to swear falsely. It's always considered such a terrible avera that the Torah had to say, lo yinakeh, in the third of the ten Aseres HaDibros. So it says, lo yinakeh, yisasher yishtar shmo lashav. Right? God is not going to be so quick to absolve someone for doing this. Okay, now there's also another type of shvua called shvuas hapikadon. Shvuas hapikadon is an oath that we take if someone gave me something and he loaned me his car, and then when it's time for me to give it back, I say, you never gave me your car, right? So that's called shvuas hapikadon. And it's a type of shvuas ha'edus, right? Then there's shvuas hadayanim, okay? The shvua that judges make us take, and that's an example of this is called moda b'miktza sataina. Someone says you owe me $100, and I say I only owe you 50, so I have to take an oath. If I deny the whole thing, I actually don't have to take an oath. You're just lying. If you think I owe you $100, I'm motzmi chaverav lo baraya. Prove it, right? But if I admit that I owe you some of it, then I have to take an oath to show that I don't owe the whole thing. The logic of this is that the person may actually owe the full amount, but he doesn't have it all. So what he wants to do is stall until he has it by just admitting to some of it. Okay, so that's called Modi B'Miktza Sataina. And that's the sixth chapter. And there are two chapters left. And the seventh chapter begins with the notion that I mentioned before, that the oaths that we take is never to collect money. I shouldn't say never, because there are very few exceptions to this. And the oaths that we usually take are to refrain from paying to someone else who claims that I owe the money, but doesn't bring proof that I owe the money. Okay. It could be some cases where a woman thinks that the ksuva is worth a certain amount and the husband says, no, I never gave that amount, and she doesn't have her ksuva to show, or he claims that she collected some of the ksuva already, pogemis ksuvasa. That's the topic of the seventh chapter. And finally, the eighth chapter is very much connected to Bava Metzia in the four types of shomrim, four types of guardians. There's a shomer chinam, so I gave something to someone to watch, and then when I ask for it back, he says, you never gave that to me, right? And I wasn't paying him to watch it. He was doing it for nothing. So there's a very, very low level of liability. The only way he's reliable is if he stole it or he misused it, right? Then there's a shomer socher, someone who's renting my thing, and he damages it or he doesn't return it. Right, so and then someone who's paid, the shomer sachar, is paid to watch this thing. He obviously has a very high level of culpability for not returning it. And then there is a shomer shoel who is borrowing it. Right, he's different than the socher, who's paying for this thing. The shoel is borrowing it, who obviously also has a high level of liability for guarding this thing. And all the laws. It's a very short chapter, because it was mostly dealt with in the Seches Bava Metzia already. Okay, we take shvuos very seriously, and we should always make our words count. That's why we begin Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, by talking about some of the obligations we take upon ourselves. Okay, so again, the shvua is on my behavior. You can't make a neder not to sleep. You make a shvua not to sleep. Okay, you don't make a neder not to gamble. You make a shvua not to gamble. Right? You can make a neder on dice and cards are prohibited to me. Right? Okay, so that's a technicality, but it's good to know the difference. Okay, Hakol B'Seder. Everyone have a great day today. And keep learning, keep healthy, stay well. Kol Tov, everybody.